Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The first review we're going to read is from La Pieza, and they're located at 7277 North Carolina 42 West in Raleigh. Their phone number is 662-5007. In this particular week's episode, they have not given us a rating for this particular restaurant. Don't let La Pieza's Raleigh mailing address fool you. The restaurant is on the far side of Garner, just over the Johnston County line, or, as owner Anthony Scafidi puts it, as far as you can be from Raleigh and still be in Raleigh. Even so, it's just a 20-minute drive down Interstate 40 from the Beltline, and when you get there, you'll swear you've magically been transported even farther from Raleigh, all the way to New York. The feeling starts the moment you walk in the door and are warmly greeted by Scafidi's Brooklyn-accented baritone. He'll lead you to a table in the cozy dining room with an eclectic fireplace on one side, electric fireplace on one side, a mural of a sunny Italian plaza on the other, and a view through an arched doorway into an even cozier bar in the back. Sinatra will be crooning in the background. As likely as not, Scafidi, who owns the restaurant with his parents, Sicilian natives Paul and Antonia Scafidi, and his cousin, Carlo Finazzi, will be wearing a Yankees baseball jersey. La Piazza's menu lives up to the setting, covering the Italian-American repertoire from baked ziti to eggplant parmesan. Portions are true to family-style tradition, too. Count on taking home tomorrow's lunch. The hot antipasto platter serves up a generous sampling of eggplant rollatini, shrimp scampi, mussels, and crunchy fried calamari with an exceptionally smooth, bright marinara sauce. Paired with the addictive house-baked bread that's brought to your table still warm from the oven, it's a feast for two or more, depending on your appetite. Come to think of it, if you hope to do your entree justice, you might consider ordering just the calamari or the plump ricotta stuffed rollatini. Or the excellent stuffed mushrooms nestled in a translucent chicken-based mushroom broth that's richly redolent of the earth. Anthony Scafidi is justifiably proud of his restaurant's veal dishes, the meat pounded into thin, tender submission and offered in classic variations from marsala to saltimbocca. There's also a veal sorrentino, a layered construction of veal, or chicken breast if you prefer, ribbon-thin slices of eggplant, prosciutto, and mozzarella. Like all entrees, it's served with a side of pasta. When it comes to saucing the pasta, you won't go wrong with either the silky marinara or the rustically beefy meat sauce that's another point of pride. We buy our meat from a local butcher, and we believe a meat sauce should have a lot of meat in it, Scafidi says. That goes for the lasagna, too. A hefty slab of comfort delivered in layers of classically seasoned ground beef, sauce, ricotta, and weaving noodles. When you think of lasagna, chances are this is the version you're picturing. La Pieza's Brook Oven turns out a more than respectable New York-style pizza, with a modest but varied assortment of topping options ranging from meat lovers to white to the colorful patchwork of red sauce, fresh mozzarella, and a chiffonade basil that tops the margarita. According to the menu, pizzas are, quote, personal size. Presumably, they're intended for a person with a very large appetite. Missteps in the kitchen and the dining room are infrequent. Mussels are sometimes less than ideally plump, and pasta is not always thoroughly drained. Your friendly, and for the most part, attentive server may on occasion get an order wrong, but when you point out the error, it's quickly and cheerfully corrected. For all its traditional Italian-American pedigree, La Pieza has a few surprises up its sleeves. Gnocchi Bolognese is an old-world-inspired dish, as is the salmon livernese that's sometimes offered as a nightly special. Linguini Brezza di Mare, Lofty's ambitions are realized in a medley of shellfish over pasta of your choice of red or white clam sauce. Baked ziti is offered in the familiar version, as well as a Sicilian rendition amped up with eggplant. La Pieza's Sicilian heritage is woven into the decor, too. The eye-catching mural in the dining room of the Pieza is in Carini, Antonia Scafidi's hometown on the Mediterranean island. Turns out that a 20-minute drive down I-40 can take you even further away than New York. And again, this restaurant was La Pieza, located at 7277 North Carolina 42 West in Raleigh, and that phone number is 662 5007. The next restaurant review is a restaurant called Dim Sum House, and they're located at 100-104 Jerusalem Drive in Morrisville, and their phone number is 380-3087. We had already said yes to nearly every item the smiling server preferred from the cart at Dim Sum House. Hers was the first dim sum cart to pull alongside our table, and it arrived within a couple of minutes of our being seated, even though the dining room was nearly full at this dim sum prime time of a late Sunday morning. Noting how rapidly our table was getting covered with bamboo steamer baskets from the cart, I reminded myself that we needed to pace ourselves. Other carts, bearing different but equally tempting assortments of goodies, would be along soon enough. Then I spotted the stuffed peppers, bite-sized segments of jalapeno, their deep green skins and pink shrimp filling visible through a translucent egg batter. They beckoned from their little doily-lined plate. I couldn't resist. No sooner had they landed on our table than I popped one into my mouth, and instantly regretted it, as my blistered palate bore painful witness to the fact that the peppers had come straight from the fryer. A couple of minutes, and a few sips of water, later, I approached the peppers again with more caution. They were superb, and I was about to discover a harbinger of things to come. Not that stuffed peppers are the first thing that comes to mind when you think of dim sum. Delicate dumplings, steamed or baked buns called bao, and sesame-spangled balls filled with sweet red bean paste are more typical of the fare that is traditionally enjoyed with hot tea, and whose culinary roots are often the subtle flavors of Cantonese cuisine. But those incendiary bites of the shrimp-stuffed jalapeno were the first in a long procession of dishes that would leave no doubt that Dim Sum House sets a new standard for dim sum in the Triangle. Steamed buns filled with barbecued pork are exemplary, the meat succulent and slightly sweet in a fluffy cloud of dough. Chinese broccoli with oyster sauce is a happy marriage of crunchy emerald green vegetable and umami savor. Shrimp dumplings are house-made, and they're exquisitely delicate. So is the shrimp rice roll, a slippery sheet of handmade rice noodle folded around marinated shrimp and splashed with warm, sweet soy sauce at the table by your server. It's a challenge to eat with chopsticks, but well worth the effort. The dim sum staple, sticky rice and lotus leaf, isn't as lavish here as in some renditions, which may include embellishments such as Chinese sausage and black mushrooms. But the shredded chicken in Dim Sum's house version is authentic, and it's rustically satisfying. Same goes for the black pepper beef ribs, though some may find them a little too authentically greasy. There's nothing at all greasy, on the other hand, about the crisp golden crust that encases the creamy centers of deep-fried taro root dumplings. Further evidence of the kitchen's frying skills can be found in the frazzled egg batter of seaweed rolls, the porcupine-like rice noodle prickles that punctuate the surface of shrimp balls, and the lacy pan-brown surface of turnip cakes. Unlike the handful of other Chinese restaurants in the area that offer dim sum and limit service to weekend brunch hours, the carts roll at Dim Sum House from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. The rest of the week, you can order dim sum from the menu, along with a selection of authentic Chinese fare, ranging from Cantonese-style crispy chicken to beef brisket with white radish casserole to variations on the pan-fried noodle theme. There's a Thai menu, too, although your server will likely try to dissuade you from ordering from it. Heed his advice. You'll fare much better with, say, ho fun noodles with beef, crispy tofu, and snow pea tips with minced garlic. The salt and pepper seafood combination isn't bad, either, though for my money, the steamed whole flounder is a better seafood bet. For appetizers, turn to the dim sum menu. Just watch out for those stuffed peppers. And again, Dim Sum House is located at 100-104 Jerusalem Drive, and that's in Morrisville. And their phone number is 380-3087. Hillsboro gets two enticing eateries. Even as gas prices approach $4 a gallon, Hillsboro has landed two new eateries that are sure to lure foodies to the historic town on the outskirts of the Triangle. Barbecue fans are already making the pilgrimage to Hillsboro Barbecue Company, and that's located at 236 South Nash Street, and their phone number is 732-4647, and they opened on April 7th. The attraction is Eastern North Carolina Whole Hog Barbecue, cooked the old-fashioned way over hickory and oak. The backup cast looks pretty tempting, too. The menu is evolving, but an early version was loaded with the likes of smoked jalapeno dip, pork nachos, and smoked chicken wings with blackberry barbecue sauce. And that's just for starters. Entrees, which come with your choice of two home-cooked sides, cover the smoky spectrum from brisket, baby back ribs, and sausage, to smoked salmon cake, chicken, turkey breast, and pit-cooked rabbit. There's a veggie burger for those not so carnivorously inclined. Throw in some hush puppies and homemade pies, and no wonder I-40 is getting crowded around dinner time. Some of that traffic is no doubt headed for historic downtown Hillsboro, where Antonia's, and that's located at 101 North Churton Street, and their phone number is 643-7722, and they opened in late March in the old Tupelo space. The husband and wife team of Antonio Berto and Philip Smith, who have been cooking together for more than 20 years, reunited with former partner Claudia Salvador, named Antonio's for a restaurant the three had operated for 24 years in Key West. Joining them in their latest venture is Naomi Lundahl, erstwhile owner of another Key West restaurant. But don't look for conch fritters and key lime pie on the menu. The food here is strictly Italian, or more precisely, according to the website, authentic regional Italian cuisine prepared with fresh and local ingredients. That translates to a streamlined but varied offering that includes involtina di pollo, chicken breast rolled with prosciutto, asparagus, and fontina cheese, brasata di mara, top sirloin roast braised in red wine and herbs, and pastas ranging from fettuccine with mushrooms, peas, and cream to lasagna alla bolognese, available in full or half portions. Antonio's bar lives up to the Italian-inspired, locally-sourced philosophy, with a selection of old-world and new-world wines and local beers on tap. Tarry and taste when you shop. You say shopping for food makes you hungry? Check out these new specialty markets where you can sit down and grab a bite to fuel your hunting and gathering. And this is Antonio's Gourmet Market, and they are located at 8460-112 Honeycutt Road, and their phone number is 887-6310. And they opened in December in the posh new Lafayette Village in Raleigh, an epicurean's dream. There's a first-rate fresh seafood selection. They'll shuck your oysters and vacuum-wrap your fish if you'd like. An old-fashioned butcher from whom you can get USDA prime steaks cut to order, and an international selection of gourmet groceries. Owner Antonio Saladino, a chef and caterer with more than 30 years' experience, also offers a 32-foot display case of prepared foods, including a signature selection of fresh pastas and other Italian specialties. Suggested wine pairings are conveniently displayed along the food selections. An in-house deli makes sandwiches to order, including a muffalata made with bread flown in from Saladino's hometown of New Orleans. When the weather warms up, he's planning to offer a crawfish boil and other events on the patio. In Chapel Hill, nourishment takes the form of fresh brewed teas and pastries at Yahan International Market and Persian Tea Room, and that's located at 630-102 Weaver Dairy Road, and their phone number is 240-4462. They're served at a handful of linen-draped tables that owner Oma Jahanani has set up just inside the entrance to her shop. She plans to expand the offering soon to include beer, wine, and finger foods. When you're done sipping and nibbling, browse the compact store, whose shelves are stocked with wares from Europe and Asia, with a focus on the specialties of her native Persia and surrounding regions. Vegetarian and organic foods are a specialty. She owns the nearby Sage Vegetarian Cafe. But the eclectic offering also includes challah meats, smoked fish, olive oils, and canned and bottled goods ranging from rose water to sour cherries. Meanwhile, in Durham, when Lee Means Global Mart, and that's located at 3400-14 Westgate Drive, opened its doors last month, the former Circuit City building instantly became home to the largest international market in the Triangle. At 49,000 square feet, it's nearly twice the size of Grand Asia in Raleigh. The jaw-dropping selection includes live fish tanks, an in-house butcher, fresh produce, frozen foods, spices, pretty much any Asian specialty you can think of, actually, as well as a sampling of global goods ranging from Texas Pete hot sauce to liver spread from New Zealand. In one corner of the store is a cafeteria where a selection of three Chinese dishes, other Asian specialties are in the offering, and rice goes for a bargain $5.49, cash only. Picked up a smoked duck to take home while you're there. And on your way home, swing by the Apex, where the beer dispensary, and that's located at 103-A East Chatham Street, phone number 267-6040, offers a selection of 350 brews and counting. Time your visit for a Thursday between 4 and 6 p.m., and you'll get to sample the wares, as owner Tim Overcash offers tastings of rotating selection of 3 or 4 beers a week. And this is from Second Helpings. When I reviewed Bavarian Brauhaus in 2009, a few months after the restaurant opened, I loved the house-made bratwursts. I was impressed with most of the German restaurant's offerings, in fact, especially the beef, Rolladen, Wiener Schnitzel, and Schweineshaks, a succulent crackly-skinned pork knuckle, available on weekends with advance notice. My only real complaint about the menu was a lack of moderately priced options between the bratwurst on a locally baked pretzel roll with sauerkraut and mashed potatoes, a filling meal for $8, and the rest of the entree list, all which will set you back more than $20. Evidently, I wasn't the only one. When I dropped in for a bite a few days ago, I was handed a supplemental list of monthly specials along with the regular menu. An eclectic mix of a dozen or so appetizers, sandwiches, and light entrees, the selection ranges from garlic shrimp to schnitzel sandwich to the restaurant's phyllo-wrapped take on Krapfen, a savory German pastry filled with sauerkraut, bacon, and Munster cheese. The most expensive item on the list, at $10.99, is Jaeger Wings, a Teutonic twist on buffalo wings with a splash of, you guessed it, Jägermeister in a light sesame teriyaki sauce. As unlikely as the combination sounds, the sauce works beautifully. The wings are served with a big mound of fries, making for a shareable appetizer or an ample entree for one. Either way, it's a natural match for the restaurant's excellent selection of German draft beers. The wings have been bestsellers since they were introduced, according to Gene Gibbons. So have the German-accented Reuben sandwich with Munster cheese in lieu of the usual Swiss, the Monster Burger, nearly a half pound of house ground beef for a bargain $7.99, and the pretzel chips with Bavarian cheese dip. In fact, the whole list has been such a hit that Gibbons is making it permanent. The list wasn't an experiment, he says, based on comments from some of our customers. I'd say the experiment was a success. And this restaurant is located in Cary, and their address is 6464 Tryon Road, and their phone number is 859-5299. And this is also from Second Helpings. The mural of Prague is finished now, but otherwise Clara's dining room hasn't changed since I reviewed the restaurant a few months after it opened in 2008. The sunny yellow walls are still hung with paintings by the father of owner Clara Novakova, and the cozy bar remains the area's premier source for Czech and Slavic beers, including 4 on tap. Novakova, a native of Prague, continues to head up a small international waitstaff who lend the place a cosmopolitan flair. The first hint that there's been a substantial change is the butter that's served with the house-baked bread. 2 years ago, the bread was served with the olive oil. The change isn't merely symbolic. It's the first bit of evidence, backed up by a thoroughly overhauled menu, that Clara's has come of age. Gone are the Italian dishes that made up more than half the early offering, if an understandable, if misguided, attempt to carry the less familiar cuisine that is the restaurant's true raison d'etre. Clara's is now unapologetically Czech restaurant. Free to focus on its specialty, the kitchen is more consistent in its rendering of authentic dishes, ranging from caraway-spangled potato pancakes to pan-fried whole trout with garlic sauce. Potato dumplings, big as tennis balls, are generously stuffed with bacon and prosciutto and topped with caramelized onions. Goulash is offered in two equally tantalizing variations, beef in a spicy, oniony brown sauce reminiscent of the Hungarian classic, and Schezgeden, which serves up pork in a pungent paprika-laced sauerkraut cream sauce. Tiramisu is history, too. Who needs that when you can have homemade apple strudel or strawberry dumplings topped with sour cream and warm butter? And Clara's is located at 200-100 South Academy Street in Cary, and their phone number is 319-5656. And this is from Quick Bites. On the Bun is a modest counter service eatery specializing in, you guessed it, burgers and dogs. Its location, tucked into the corner of a shopping center that has seen better days. Longtime locals still call it Kroger Plaza, though that anchor has long been replaced by a Big Lots. Isn't exactly prime. Yet barely a month after opening, the place is bustling. I found out why when I stopped in a few days ago for lunch. For starters, burgers are made with 6 ounces of fresh ground beef, cooked to order. They're available with an assortment of traditional toppings, though you won't find any of those outlandish combinations that are fashionable these days. The fanciest burger here is the Carolina Burger, with mustard, chili, and slaw. Unless you want to make it a cheeseburger, in which case your options are American, and, well, that's it. But the chili for the burgers and dogs is homemade. So is the soup du jour and the chicken salad for one of the handful of sandwich alternatives. Hand-cut fries are, as one satisfied patron accurately described them, just like the fries at the state fair. And all this for fast food prices. The basic burger goes for $3.50. Though that's the only thing that this place has in common with fast food joints. On the Bun is a cheery, family-run place, with Betty Boop and Marilyn Monroe posters on the walls, and ever-smiling owner Mike Burns behind the cash register. I'm sorry, Miko Burns. Her husband, Cary native Jim Burns, helps manage the restaurant and takes turns with the couple's 2 sons behind the grill, though he jokingly refers to his title as dishwasher. When I was there, he took the time between orders to come out from behind the grill and ask customers how they liked their food and if they'd be coming back. Everyone, including me, responded with an enthusiastic yes. And On the Bun is located at 126 Kilmaine Drive, also in Cary, phone number 467-7377. Worth the ride to Saxapahaw. Fire up the GPS, fellow Epicureans. We're going for a drive to Saxapahaw, 15 miles west of Chapel Hill in the rolling hills of Alamance County. If you know where that is, chances are you're among the growing number of foodies who've made the pilgrimage to the general store. In spite of its tiny size and unlikely location, the restaurant has become a mecca for devotees of farm-to-fork movement in the 3 years since it opened a country village store. Now there's another reason to make the drive. Owners Jeff Barney and Cameron Ratliff have teamed up with Claire Haslam and Doug Williams to open a second restaurant a few doors down, The Eddie, and that's located at 1715 Saxapahaw Bethlehem Church Road, and that phone number is area code 336-525-2010. They share the chef, a locavore focus, and the picturesque setting with its older sibling. That's pretty much the extent of the similarities. The restaurant boasts a full kitchen for starters, where Barney turns out a seasonally evolving menu that has included shepherd's pie, fish and chips, duck confit, and coconut braised pork shoulder over a sweet potato and cranberry succotash. And while the general store's order counter and dining room tables, cheek by jowl with shelves of motor oil and Vienna sausages, have their charms, the Eddie offers table service. The polished copper bar dispenses a well-chosen selection of wines and draft beers from North Carolina breweries. In fair weather, you can sit on the deck and watch the sun set over the Haw River. On a sad note, one of the brightest stars in the local culinary firmament will go dark at the end of, it's already gone dark, it looks like it closed in April, when Chapel Hill's Bon Soirée closed its doors. The elegant French restaurant has struggled through the recent financial hard times, though it never showed in the quality of their food or their service. Owners Chip Smith and Tina Vaughn have decided to throw in the towel and move on. If you're a fan, well, there's the article says if you're a fan, there's still time to bid them adieu. But like I said, that has closed in April. And we do have time to do one more second helpings. When I reviewed Sage Cafe not long after the restaurant opened in 2003, I was charmed by the casually romantic jewel box of a dining room and the warm hospitality of owner, host, waiter Ramin Jahani. I was even more impressed by the refreshingly different vegetarian fare turned out by his mother and partner, Homa Jahani. But I'll confess that I was skeptical of the eatery's long-term survival. The Triangle has historically not been so kind to strictly vegetarian restaurants, and the fact that Sage's offering was interwoven with Homa Jahani's native Persian cuisine placed it in an even more specialized niche. I shouldn't have worried. In the 8 years since opening, the Sage Cafe has done so well that its owners have been emboldened to add vegetarian to its name. Homa Jahani recently built on the restaurant's success with the opening of Jahan, an international market nearby. And that was the one that I just read a few minutes ago. I'm happy to report that after a recent visit, the food at the Sage is as delightful as ever. Freshness and scratch preparation are still hallmarks, from daily changing soups to salads, such as colorful cornucopia of organic mixed greens, sprouts, cinnamon roasted walnuts, raisins, shredded carrots, and sesame seeds in a creamy dill dressing I thoroughly enjoyed. You can transform any salad into a meal by adding grilled tofu or tempeh, and choose from entrees such as vegetarian lasagna or soy chicken cutlets in a mild curry. If anything, the offering has expanded somewhat over the years and now presents a global sampling of flavors, from gnocchi arrabbiata to Caribbean-style black beans over rice with avocado, spicy grilled tofu and plantains. But the soul of the menu is still Persian, represented by exotic temptations ranging from bud imjun, a saffron and cinnamon-scented medley of vegetables that lives up to its nickname of eggplant paradise, to Oma Jahani's still richly rewarding vegetarian take on the classic pomegranate-sweetened poultry stew, fesunjun. So it turns out I'm not a very good market forecaster. I'll gladly settle for just being a satisfied customer. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen again, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.